Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Last week, we wrapped up our discussion on zoning, permits, and compliance issues. This week, we're covering legal due diligence, third-party reports, the go-no-go decision, renegotiation strategies, and how due diligence differs across asset classes. Today, we're talking about legal red flags and deal breakers. At CREI Partners, we've learned that the most expensive mistakes in commercial real estate aren't the ones you see coming. They're the legal issues buried in documents you didn't read carefully enough. Legal due diligence is where you identify and quantify hidden risks before they become your problem. We're talking about undisclosed litigation, partnership disputes, fraudulent conveyance risks, unresolved liens, problematic lease provisions, environmental liability, and defects in the ownership structure. If you don't identify legal red flags during due diligence, you could buy a property with hidden liabilities that cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars, or force you into litigation. Let me walk you through the top legal red flags to watch for. Legal red flag number one, undisclosed or pending litigation. One of the biggest legal red flags is undisclosed litigation involving the property, the seller, or the entity. This could be tenant lawsuits, contractor disputes, boundary disputes, or partnership conflicts. In some cases, depending on the nature of the claim and how the transaction is structured, legal exposure may carry over after closing. How to identify it? Ask the seller directly, conduct a litigation search through your attorney, review the title commitment, and talk to tenants and neighbors. If you discover undisclosed litigation, investigate the details, require the seller to resolve it, get indemnification, adjust the purchase price, or walk away if the exposure is too high. Legal red flag number two, title defects and undisclosed liens. Title defects and undisclosed liens are major red flags. We're talking about mechanics liens, tax liens, judgment liens, or mortgage liens that won't be paid off at closing. Liens that are not properly identified and cleared before closing can remain attached to the property and must be resolved. Review the title commitment carefully, conduct an independent lien search, and require the seller to pay off all liens at or before closing. If the seller refuses, or if the liens exceed the property's value, walk away. Legal red flag number three, problematic lease provisions. Some lease provisions are so problematic that they can become deal breakers. Watch for tenant termination rights, below market renewal options, landlord repair obligations, exclusive use provisions, co-tenancy clauses, and first right of refusal. These provisions can significantly reduce your cash flow, limit your flexibility, and affect the property's value. Read every lease. Don't rely solely on lease abstracts. Get estoppel certificates to reveal side agreements. Underwrite to the actual lease terms, negotiate with the seller, or walk away if the provisions make the deal uneconomical. Legal red flag number four, environmental liability. Environmental liability can transfer with ownership, even if you didn't cause the contamination. Under CERCLA, current property owners may be held liable under federal law, even if the contamination occurred prior to ownership. Order a Phase 1 environmental assessment on every commercial property. If the Phase 1 identifies recognized environmental conditions, order a Phase 2 to determine the extent of contamination. Quantify the liability, negotiate with the seller, consider environmental insurance, or walk away if the contamination is extensive and cleanup costs are prohibitive. Legal red flag number 5, fraudulent conveyance risk. Fraudulent conveyance occurs when a seller transfers property to avoid creditors or legal judgments. In certain cases, courts may challenge or reverse a transaction if it is determined to be a fraudulent conveyance. Watch for sellers facing financial distress, sale prices significantly below market value, transfers to related parties, or sales shortly after a judgment is filed. Investigate the seller's financial condition, get solvency certificates, ensure title insurance coverage, and consult with an attorney. If the risk is high, walk away. Legal red flag number 6, partnership and governance issues. If you're buying a property owned by a partnership or LLC, review the entity documents carefully. Watch for lack of authority, minority partner veto rights, rights of first refusal, disputes among partners, or unclear ownership. Review the operating agreement, get consent from all required parties, conduct a litigation search, and don't close until all governance issues are resolved. Legal red flag number 7, zoning and land use violations. Zoning violations can result in fines, orders to cease operations, requirements to remove unpermitted improvements, or inability to obtain financing. Verify zoning with the local planning department, review the survey, check for violations with code enforcement, and require the seller to resolve violations before closing. If violations are serious and can't be resolved, walk away. Legal red flag number 8, seller misrepresentations or fraud. One of the most serious red flags is when the seller makes false representations or commits fraud. This includes false financial statements, concealed defects, forged estoppel certificates, backdated leases, or misrepresented zoning. Verify everything independently. Compare documents. Talk to tenants. If you discover fraud, document everything. Consult with an attorney and walk away. You can't trust anything the seller has told you. When to walk away? Absolute deal breakers. Some legal red flags are absolute deal breakers. Walk away if the seller commits fraud. There's extensive environmental contamination. There's pending litigation with high exposure. The title is defective and can't be cured. Zoning doesn't allow your intended use. There are unresolvable partnership disputes, or the property has serious structural defects. Discipline in walking away is one of the most important skills in real estate investing. How to conduct effective legal due diligence. Here are the best practices. Hire an experienced real estate attorney. Start early. Don't wait until the end of the due diligence period. Create a comprehensive legal due diligence checklist. Verify everything independently. Document everything. Get strong representations and warranties in the purchase agreement. Require seller indemnification. And don't be afraid to walk away. Legal due diligence is one of the most important parts of the acquisition process. It's where you identify and quantify hidden risks before they become your problem. At CREI Partners, we've learned that the most expensive mistakes aren't the ones you see coming. They're the legal issues buried in documents you didn't read carefully enough. Don't skip legal due diligence to save money. Hire an experienced attorney. Start early. Verify everything independently. If you find serious legal issues, work with the seller to resolve them. If they can't be resolved or properly priced into the transaction, walk away. Tomorrow, we're talking about third-party reports, appraisals, engineering reports, environmental assessments, and other reports you'll need during due diligence. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.